Devotion 5. What child is this?
What child is this who laid to rest
on Mary's lap is sleeping? Asks a popular Christmas carol. This is not a silly question. Rather, the circumstances surrounding the birth of baby Jesus were so unique and special that an angel even had to explain to Mary what it all meant. Moreover, even today, many people wonder who Jesus is and what he is all about. Let us listen to the angel's message to Jesus' mother, Mary, to better understand who Jesus is and what he is all about. From Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, the English Standard Version. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Here ends the Bible reading. The greeting from the angel startled and frightened Mary. We would all be quite troubled and wonder what was going to happen if an angel appeared to you or to me. But the angel quickly revealed the reason for his visit. Mary was going to have a baby. He should be named Jesus, and he would be called the Son of the Most High. Moreover, this baby going to be born to Mary was the Messiah promised long ago to King David and to even older ancestors. The news of a new baby is often quite surprising, but this time even more so for this reason. Mary was engaged, but she was not married yet. She had no husband to be the father for this child. Being a very pious and faithful child of God, Mary's question is most natural. How could she conceive a child if there was no father? The angel explained this child would be different from all other children. This child would be conceived in Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even the mother Mary had to have a special explanation about this child to be born from her. The angel said this child would be holy and would be called the Son of God. What a message for a soon-to-be mother to receive! What excitement! How many more questions you or I might have had! There were two additional messages from the angel before he left. First, Mary's relative, Elizabeth, in her old age had become pregnant, and second, nothing will be impossible for God. Mary submitted to God's will. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. This baby is a true human baby boy, born from a human mother. But he is also something more than that. This baby, to be born of Mary, was the Holy Son of God. This baby did not have a human father, but he was born by God's power over Mary. This baby would be the Messiah, who was long before promised to King David and to many other of God's people, including Adam and Eve. The circumstances surrounding the baby's birth are impossible according to human life and reason. But for God, nothing will be impossible. Perhaps you are feeling many things which seem impossible to you today. Perhaps the Christmas holidays are becoming more burdensome than joyful to you today. Perhaps you wonder how some problem is going to work out. Meditate on the message from the angel to Mary. This baby was not for her alone, but this baby was to be a deliverer for many people, including you and me. God's Son was born of the Virgin Mary. Nothing will be impossible for God, for Mary, for me, or for you. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for graciously choosing Mary to be the mother of your Son, for telling Mary this good news through an angel. We ask you to help us learn more about Jesus Christ, his birth, his ministry, his death, and his resurrection, so that we can learn that in Jesus Christ, nothing is impossible with you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.